This is a dream. Your dream. Welcome to the Temple of Aphrodite. I am a servant of the goddess of love, a courtesan of Alexandria. You have come here because I know you have a troubled mind. Your psyche needs untensing. Your soul is not at rest. You think you can become free by renouncing yourself from sensual pleasures. Get rid of lust and pleasure. Will that make your spirit pure? You are so wrong. We are one, body and soul. I will show you how. Why don't you lie down on this soft bed? Rest. Don't think about anything. Let the power of the goddess take hold of you. Let my voice and my presence be your everything. You claim you need to be strong and resist me, that your willpower can prevail. Shall we make a bet? If I cannot arouse you, if my charms fail to work their magic, you will take me with you to your world, and I will then lead a life of prayer and celibacy. But if I win, if you succumb to the power of seduction, you will stay here with me forever. Good. We agree. Now, lie down here. Look into my eyes. They are large, dark, beautiful. You can drown in them. You will drown. You will fall. Focus on my iris. Feel how you are drawn in. My voice is so sweet, soft. It is seeping inside you. My voice is all you can concentrate on. Think about me, about my face, my hair. Take it all in, my body. So perfect. Those curves, a projection of your desires. Those shapes are starting to move before you. It stirs something deep inside you. Do not try to stop it. You cannot stop it. The images are in your mind. Images of me. How I move. When I am dancing. My movements so perfect. Swaying. Undulating. My veils falling to the ground. One after one. Revealing my luscious body, my long legs, as I shake my shining hair and turn around, looking into your eyes, gliding closer to you, closer, closer, hear my voice next to you. It resonates with something inside you. Feel my hot breath on your face. Feel my long nails touching and lightly scraping over your arms, your shoulder, your chest, your back, your hips, over your thighs. My soft fingers in circles over your stomach. Don't deny the truth. Something is awakening inside you. Your own breath getting shorter. Try to relax as you feel desire invading you. You are getting hard for me. So hard. My soft hand gliding down, lower and lower. You know where you want to be touched. You ache for my touch. You need it. And you are getting even harder. Blood rushing down, making you harder and harder. You feel my hands closing around you, slowly, slowly, as I take your rock-hard shaft and start stroking, slowly, up and down, squeezing, teasing, milking you in an even rhythm, pumping up and down your whole length. Feel my breath again over your stomach, my other hand over your thighs and your buttocks. As I let go of your shaft, it's standing straight up, waiting for my touch again. My hot breath is like a spirit. You can feel it over your shaft, closer and closer, until my tongue is almost touching. You cannot help it. Your hips push forward, yearning for my touch of my tongue. And I lick so lightly, just flicking along your shaft, swirling around the head. Licking. Teasing you. Heat radiating from me. My tongue along the length of your shaft, going up and down, a moan escaping your open mouth, and you feel my hot breath again. As I take you into my mouth, mm. very slowly, letting my lips suck so softly. Just the tip. And then taking more of you. Going lower and lower. Until I swallow all of you. My lips at the base. You can feel your tip against my throat, engulfed in the soft wetness. Moving up, almost letting you out, and then down, all the way, my lips touching your balls, making them tense, making your whole body tense. My tongue licking as I suck. Sucking out all hesitation. Sucking out all tension. Bringing you sheer pleasure as I suck on your shaft. Shattering your resolve. Breaking your resistance. Admit it. You don't want me to stop. You want me to continue. Milking your shaft with my mouth. Until you explode. In a red crescendo of bliss. But not yet. Instead, I'm releasing you again so I can ride you instead. I'm climbing on top of you, holding my wet entrance just above your pulsating shaft. You have no resistance anymore, just a primal need to spill your seed inside of me. But I want you to beg me. Say, yes, mistress, I want you to ride me. I need you to take me inside you. Speak to me. Confess. And you will be free. Yes, that is what your mistress wants to hear. Feel me sinking down on your shaft, slowly, slowly, letting myself push down, engulfing you with my wetness. Now, I will ride you, slowly, loving. lovingly at first. Feel me going up and down. Push against me. Follow my motions as I go up and down. Up and down. Immerse yourself in the pleasure. As our two bodies get into one rhythm. The pace of sensual delight. With me leading and you following. This is the primal union, man and woman, into one being, the gift of Aphrodite, happiness and joy, going faster now. Towards that point where everything concentrates in one point in space and time. We unite flesh and spirit. My hands on your shoulders, pressing you down, my strong legs working, pushing my body up and down, your shaft inside me, deeper and deeper. Immerse in the pleasure, your whole being in pleasure, my rhythm controlling you as I move faster and faster, intensifying the sensations, bringing you towards the edge, the fire you cannot stop now, that wave of pure delight. I go even faster, moving my body like lightning. And you can feel it starting in your loins, a booming vibration, a tension in your balls. All that seed building, it has come out. It is like lava trapped in a volcano. Pressure increasing until you can't control it. You must give in. Submit to your mistress. Submit to my power. Aphrodite's might. Capitulate. Release. Let go. Erupt. Spurt all you have. Climax for me. Yes. Now. No. You feel complete, fulfilled, empty, drained. Me on top of you. Lean down and kiss your mouth. Caress your face, kiss you again. You are still inside me, totally at peace. Only good energy left in you, good feelings. This is the meaning of my gift to you. No more worries or pain. I won the bet. You will be here with me forever. And you will love it because you are beginning to understand what is beyond this illusion we live in? The reality behind the clouds. A mystical experience. The rapture of the gods. No guilt, no anguish. Walking the Elysium fields. But not yet. First, you need to live this life down on Earth. Physical love and physical lust. Before you can enter the gates of the realm of the spirits, where you will discover your true nature. You are in a meditation. Waking up for the first time in your life, slowly understanding the meaning of your life, of who I am, of everything. The mist is disappearing, your body regaining control. Your eyes can see it. The temple of love fading behind you, coming back to where you were, to yourself. Hello! Waking up? Here in the library again? It's only me, your roommate. Don't you recognize me? Yes, I know I'm very shy normally. I haven't really dared to talk to you yet. Oh, you just fell asleep over your book. That volume about 19th century operas. Thais. The Courtesan of Alexandria. Cults in the Temple of Aphrodite. What? You dreamt that you were there in in ancient Egypt. There was a woman in your dream. She looked just like me. You can't be serious. Same eyes, same hair, same... You must be joking with me. She had exactly the same voice? Well, then I guess that woman really was me.